Americans who need hearing aids may soon have an easier time getting them. The FDA announced yesterday that hearing aids will soon be available over the counter without a prescription. Some 30 million Americans suffer from hearing loss, but many don't wear hearing aids because of the cost and the stigma associated with them. But our next guest says the approval of over-the-counter hearing aids comes with some unintended consequences. Jaypreet Verdi is a historian of medicine, technology, and disability at the University of Delaware. She's author of the book Hearing Happiness: Deafness Cures in History, and her story in Wired is titled The Unintended Consequences of OTC Hearing Aids. Jaypreet, welcome.
Hello.
So you have 98% hearing loss in both of your ears. How are you able to hear me right now?
I currently wear digital hearing aid in both of my ears, but I communicate largely with lip reading or if I'm working online through closed captioning.
So you suffered hearing loss after a severe bout of meningitis age 4. Since then, you've spent thousands of dollars on hearing aids. A typical pair of hearing aids can cost about $5,000. Why are these devices so expensive?
That's a great question. I mean, there's a very long history of how the hearing aid industry attempted to improve technical specification of the hearing aid while addressing consumer need. But currently there's a bundle of factors, including, you know, manufacturer markup on goods and services. A portion of the cost of hearing aids often go towards making innovations in research and development. There's also the associated cost with the bundled service model. So you don't just buy a hearing aid. If you get a hearing test, often what happens, you are offered a hearing aid model and further professional care, including tune-ups of your devices, individualized fitting, and as well as any kind of maintenance that you may require up to the length of the warranty. And of course, in the United States, there's a huge issue of hearing aids not being covered by insurance for adults.
The FDA ruling will possibly make it easier for people to get hearing aids. It will, experts say, possibly lower the cost of them. But you say there's risks involved in doing this. What are those?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, many of these devices are limited by how much noise you can actually hear. These devices merely boost sound rather than targeting frequencies. So with digital hearing aids that you obtain through prescription, you get the hearing aid calibrated to your specific type of hearing loss. So you can get the hearing aid to be louder or lower across a band of frequencies, which provides a more individual hearing experience. So, but the problem is many people think that when you get an over-the-counter hearing aid, you can just put it on and then suddenly you can hear. And that's not what's going to happen. It might happen for people who have very mild or moderate hearing loss, but definitely not with people with more severe to profound hearing loss. So I see complications and consumers being confused by their option, thinking that they can just go to a store and buy an over-the-counter hearing aid without the associated professional or medical services, and then it will benefit them.
You also say that over-the-counter hearing aids are marketed mainly to older people, and the marketing often emphasizes how very small they are. And you say that could increase the stigma that's associated with hearing aids. Why would it have that result?
Well, because the thing with hearing aids is, you know, for most of the 20th and 21st century, they're always marketed with this invisibility feature, which emphasizes that hearing aids are devices that are meant to be hidden, and therefore deafness is something to be ashamed of. And I think the problem with this is that it further propagates deafness as something that one should be, like a person should be hiding all the time, even if they get a pretty awesome technology that would benefit for them. So instead of focusing on improving technical features or addressing how these devices could benefit a wide array of customers, marketing invincibility continues the stigma. It continues to make people think that hearing aids aren't something to be proud of, or they're not essential medical devices. They're still consumer products that one decides to wear to help their lived experiences rather than something that they might need. And I think for younger customers, myself included, having design options that aren't centered on eventability allows us to take pride in our depthness. And I think that's really important.
It's really interesting. Jaypreet Verdi, historian of medicine, technology, and disability at the University of Delaware, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me here.